So Marcella came to live with us in Bridgeport. I say us advisedly. She slept and ate in her aunt's house, but every house in the village was a home to her, for with all our little disagreements and diverse opinions, we are really all one big family, and everybody feels an interest in and a good working affection for everybody else. Besides, Marcella was one of those children whom everybody loves at sight and keeps on loving. One long, steady gaze from those big, greyish, blue, black-lashed eyes of hers went right into your heart and stayed there. She was a pretty child, and as good as she was pretty. It was the right sort of goodness, too, with just enough spice of original sin in it to keep it from spoiling by reason of oversweetness. She was a frank, loyal, brave little thing, even at 8, and wouldn't have said or done a mean or false thing to save her life. She and I were right good friends from the beginning. She loved me, and she loved her Aunt Sarah, but from the very first, her best and deepest affection went out to Dr. John Haven, who lived in the big